Joining us now is Charles Marino, who is a former Secret Service supervisory special and also former Homeland Security Department advisor, to talk about the surge in bombs and incidents here in the United States. I mean, you remember Timothy McVeigh, of course, the Oklahoma City bombing back in, I think it was 95, and then the Boston Marathon, which took place in 2013, bombs exploding here in the United States. And most recently in Nashville, remember early on Christmas Day a year ago, a year and a half almost, 2020, as that guy Anthony Quinn Warner parked this recreational vehicle, this RV, right in the middle of a tourist section in Nashville, and boom. Well, Charles, welcome in. What the heck's going on?
Yeah, thanks. You just gave some good descriptions regarding why this needs to be taken so seriously. You know, a lot of people don't realize that the bombing in Nashville, Tennessee, was the largest vehicle bomb explosion in the U.S. in 25 years since Oklahoma City.
Wow.
It damaged 60 buildings and key infrastructure that knocked out cell phone coverage in three states. So essentially, it was an attack on critical infrastructure by this individual. And the only reason why people weren't killed is because he didn't want them to be and made announcements that he was going to blow his truck up. So, you know, the concern here, right, is how does somebody like that get their hands so easily on materials and then have the opportunity to hide out, test it, develop it, right, and then carry out the attack? So that's what Operation Flashpoint is with the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI. View it almost as an extension of See Something, Say Something campaign that DHS runs, but focused on retail stores that sell these explosive precursor chemicals.
Yeah.
You know, they total 250,000 stores that carry this stuff. So it's a wide net, and it's exactly why the government asked these retail owners and operators to work with them so closely.
You know, when you see YouTube videos, I mean, as simple as, you know, Coca-Cola and baking soda in a bottle will blow the cap off if you shake it up and stand back. The elements of bombs sold separately, like fertilizer and other things like that, people use in everyday life. So do we need to become more educated in this? Do retailers need to have some sort of training if they're selling these materials that can, in fact, when combined, make bombs? Where does the responsibility lie in the front lines?
Yeah, and that's exactly what the government does through this new program, is which is an extension of previous existing programs, but it's really an enhancement. And it works closely with those that work in retail stores to provide training, to provide information, to alert them as to what could be deemed suspicious activity and what's worth reporting. Because you're right, each of these materials by themselves are used each and every day by you and I in our households. And it doesn't take much, as you indicated, to put together a device that could cause some type of injury, destruction, and even in some cases, death. So, you know, let's remember that the night before January 6th last year at the Capitol, there were two pipe bombs that were placed at the Republican headquarters and Democratic headquarters. While not very big, they would have caused significant damage, and if people were around, would have caused death. Those are still unresolved and being investigated by the FBI. So really, you know, if you look at the totality of the concern, it's that wide range of availability throughout 250,000 retail stores. And how do you best coordinate that from the government standpoint to make sure you're getting the information that you need to know when you need to know it?
You know, everybody talks about red flags when it comes to school shooters, when it comes to people like Anthony Quinn Warner in Nashville, Timothy McVeigh, not only in the materials and, you know, what they've got in their garage, but and what they're buying, but also what's going on with their activity and their behavior. And do you see a common thread here with these people when it comes to the bomb making as far as motivation and reason for doing this? I mean, what was Anthony Warner's problem with the RV in Nashville?
Actually, you know, again, he killed himself in the attack, right? So it's you've got to sum up what you find investigatively. And what it appeared in the attack in Nashville, Tennessee, was he had some mental problems,
right,
and was a conspiracy theorist about the cell phone upgrades to 5G. So at the end of the day, you know, the running hypothesis is that he was targeting the AT&T cell phone facility, which caused the wide outage across three states. But, you know, all of this, what we're talking about, is also combined with what DHS says is the elevated threat from domestic violent extremism here, tied to, you know, domestic social issues, political goals. So I think that's why they're taking it so seriously. And let's not forget, from 2020, from 2019, 2020, we're seeing a 71% increase in these types of reported incidents related to bombs. So that's a sharp increase. Well, not all of those are terrorism related. You know, they could be associated with criminal activities, like trying to blow up an ATM machine. Right. It's still problematic that people are seeking to use these resources the wrong way.
Well, Charles, thank you for the information. I appreciate you. And it always seems the difficult task is getting people to get involved. And like you said, you see something, say something, whether it's a kid in a school that's drawing pictures of violent behavior, or it's a guy buying all the ingredients that you would think, why is he putting fertilizer with kerosene or whatever he's got? What is that about? Say something about them. Charles Marino, thank you so much. Former Homeland Security Department advisor.